how to do, oh my goodness, I thought I'd never get here. Oh dear, I never put in such a day in my life. Oh, such a busy day as I've had. In the first place, I had to get up so early this morning, and if there's anything I detest, it's getting up early in the morning. As a matter of fact, it's not being done. But this morning, I simply had to get an early start, so I was called at 10, and I answered at 10:30, and then the real trouble began. You know, my dress has such a complicated system of hooks that my poor husband lost his temper. Yeah, I couldn't blame him, though, because, well, even a hookworm will turn. Don't you think so? Yes. Well, anyway, after an awful struggle, I managed to get dressed. And when I did, Ethel came. Oh, I didn't tell you. Ethel's my most intimate friend, yes. Oh, she's very sweet. She's very dear. She really is. Oh, yes, she's a dear. She knows everybody and everything, and I do hope you'll meet her sometime. And, what did I start to say? Oh, don't tell me. I know. I started to tell you about Ethel coming for me. She came to go with me to the musical. About 20 of us get together every week, and we really have some wonderful concerts. We really do. We really have. Oh, they really are. Oh, my, yes, there's no question about it. They really are. We have all the biggest people, all the biggest artists from the Metropolitan Opera. Oh, my, yes. I should say we do. We've had all the biggest artists this morning. For instance, we had Gorgonzola, yes. Oh, no, not for the lunch. He came to sing, yes. Oh, his voice is magnificent. He really has a lovely... Oh, my, yes, he really does. He has. I mean, he did. Oh, yes, there's no question about it. It's a lovely voice. And of such strenuous volume that once this morning it split right in two and came out in two volumes. Yeah, but it sounded very well. Oh, he sang a lovely song called Fly Little Letter, Fly Apace, Ethel says. Ethel says he writes lots of those fly little letters, but he doesn't look like that kind of a man to me, really. He doesn't. Oh, no, he seemed like a clean, wholesome, healthy-looking man. He really did. Well, Ethel says he's considered the finest sanitary base in the world. But, of course, I don't profess to know so much about that. I don't follow those things up so closely. She does, no. Well, after that, we had a harp soloist. Yes, oh, my goodness. You know, I didn't know you could do such things to a harp. No. Of course, I know lots of harps. I mean, I've heard lots of harps, but they're generally off of the side, you know, where you don't see them. But this dame sat right in the middle of the platform, looking like the gates ajar, and the thing she did to that harp, oh, it was terrible. It was awful. Of course, Ethel said she's one of the best-known harpies on the stage, and if she is, of course, that's going some. But as I say, I don't profess to know. But she spoiled the concert for me, and I said to Ethel, oh, come on, let's get out of here. And we'd go over and take our skating lesson, which we did. And, oh, skating, I adore skating, don't you? Or do you? Oh, I hope you do, because I do. Oh, yes, we learned a new figure this morning. It's called the Panama Canal. It's just one slide after another. We have a lovely class, about a dozen of us, and we become the warmest friends just sitting around on the ice. Yes, Ethel says there's lots of her friends you'd like to see on ice. Oh, that sounds odd, doesn't it? But she means that it's so good for one, you know, and it is. It's so good for reduction. Why, haven't you noticed what glorious figures these professional skates have? I mean, skaters have. There's Charlotte, for instance, the Great Dane. No, not a dog. My husband says she's a bear. Oh, I'm starting a menagerie, haven't I? Well, at any rate, the men are just crazy about her. They really are. Oh, my, yes, they say she was going to marry a German count. But she fell for her skating partner and broke her promise. Was that all? Oh, my. But that's the way with skating. It's just like life. The ice may be artificial, but the falls are real. Well, we had a lovely time anyway. And after that, we went to luncheon, and going up the steps of the restaurant, I met a man coming down. He's a great advocate of preparedness. In fact, he keeps loaded most of the time. Yeah, and I don't know whether he influenced Ethel or not, but she suggested we have a cocktail. Yes, well, I don't go in much for that sort of thing because I always think of that stirring poem. I love them in julep, its looks are so cool, and if I don't drink it, will do me no harm. So, of course, it doesn't rhyme very well, does it? But it's so true, don't you think so? Yes, I do, old star. Really, I must not go on rambling about my own affairs like this, but after all, it's like borrowing money. It's the little personal touch that counts. Don't you think so? Yes, I do. Oh, is that so? Oh, I'm awfully sorry. I've enjoyed this chat with you so much. I had a perfectly lovely time. Yes, I hope so. Goodbye.